Part 9. Petition: Regeneration of the Sacred Banyan and Sycamore Trees. A Divine Path to Freedom. Peter, 10th January, 2024. Invocation. I am the all-pervading presence. Allow our outer mind to rest in the stillness of the great silence. Open the door to the altar of our hearts, allowing Christ consciousness to blaze forth. Enable us to qualify and feel your radiant power, always active in our circles as we go forth in the outer world and inner world. Fill the hearts of our circles of light with self-mastery and the joy of the soul. Bring forth the quality of life that flows in, through, and all around us while expanding your light into the full illumination of our bodies and minds, raising them into your active perfect garments of Shaddai. Mighty Radiant Presence, allow your intelligence to govern all of our outer and inner activity as we move forward, and allow at all times the dispensations of the light packets to accomplish perfectly wherever they are needed. Send them forth. Send forth the rays of your mighty light and exhaustless energy, truth, and intelligent love into our hearts, so we may pay them forward to all life. And so it is. As above, so below. Peter. Blessings, everyone. Over the past few days, I have been opening myself to hopefully honor our beloved Pele, goddess of fire, volcanoes, and indeed the goddess of passionate service to creative endeavors. She is also the goddess of fertility and childbirth. And while I had a day of complete blankness of thoughts of how to receive Pele for the purpose of communication, nothing of any substance was entering my mind or feeling body. Yesterday, I spent nearly all day just staring into space, asking for the truth that would assist in helping to create something observational for the Hawaiian people to see for themselves that they are not powerless in their present plight against the powers to be and the cleaning up of the Lahaina site. Then, at 5 p.m., I suddenly started to receive silent guidance toward a number of subjects that, while not congruent initially to me in terms of confluence of information toward Pele herself, but after allowing these directions and making some notes, it all began to fall into place. Now, I have to weave it all together to make some sort of sense of it. The one thing that resonated most of all to help me here was Saint Germain's suggestion when I asked him, if he was in our shoes, what would he do as to helping us attain this petition grant? He said, among many other things, but this stood out for me: I would place my focus only upon the creation of the new I Am One World Nation, to make it observable to others, but not to act in any way as some sort of recruitment agent to have others join this divine path to freedom. I have therefore entitled this discourse, The Divine Path to Freedom. And while the goddess of Pele may not speak within this round, it is our beloved Serapis Bey who is now present with me. However, I will continue for now to attempt to set the stage for what he may wish to impart later, and begin with an open discussion that began some time ago with some earlier eager exchanges. While I am unable to find who it was that brought this subject matter up, to give credit where credit is due, it was based upon a heart-centered approach for the freedom of all indigenous ancient cultures. Perfect to get this ball rolling. While we will be speaking directly herein about the Hawaiian indigenous people and their ancestors, ascendants, and cultures to deeply impact such profound beliefs based upon myths and legends, More information, factual or not, that may assist to help the raising of human consciousness in general. This could find some encouragement along the path of least resistance towards higher resonances required to overcome the negative impacts of other people having control over the Hawaiian people's beliefs, cultures, and rights to their own practices that hamper the indigenous progression of consciousness for their own people toward higher resonance, morphogenetic field, or spheres of influences. The intention, then, is to offer some solace and support with their own forward movements in personal and group freedom, within the truth of their historical creator gods that they gave their powers of allegiance to. So, what would be the common thread as a cosmic law that may provide such freedom to begin with? This paragraph from the Richard Rudd Gene Keys Faithfully Manifested, which led to the concept of asking questions to ancient cultures that are still suffering with deep lasting traumas. In other words, their continued beliefs that they are still feeling that they are being wronged by others who do not understand their culture or their history over thousands of years. This approach, combined with an added procedure of highlighting heart-centered outcomes that may be achieved through this act of grace towards themselves first, in this case, the Hawaiian people, and thereby the world of perpetrators that appear to be against their lives and indigenous beliefs. It was Gene Key 4, a universal panacea, intolerance, understanding, forgiveness. I quote, "The forgiveness that we know of now is but a tiny shadow in comparison to the boundless of this fourth city. Pure forgiveness is a universal panacea that radiates in every direction throughout time and space. It is the final answer to end all questions. And when the first atoms of forgiveness finally travel back to the very beginning of time, as they already have, the world we know will begin to dissolve. When all is forgiven, then forgiveness itself no longer exists. Only truth." End quote. The cosmic law of forgiveness. When you forgive, you release anger and allow the law of grace to occur. The old energy of an eye for an eye keeps the vibrations of a person very low. To forgive, to release old anger, allows the law of grace to intercede and dispense with amounts of karma an individual has stored in his or her akasha. Nonviolence is a natural outgrowth of the law of forgiveness and love. All good comes from forgiveness. It is a truth that the continuation of the human species is due to men and women becoming forgiving. Forgiveness is holiness. By forgiveness, the universe is held together. Forgiveness is the might of the mighty. Forgiveness is quiet of mind. Forgiveness and gentleness are the qualities of the self-possessed and represent eternal virtue. The law of forgiveness is a sub-law of the law of grace, for only when we learn to forgive others who have trespassed against us will the law of grace function and forgive us for the trespasses that we have done to others. Even then, we must sincerely apply ourselves in prayer and request the spirit of forgiveness to clear our minds of any complexes. Recently, a dispensation was given by the Lords of Karma to humankind. The dispensation comes in the form of teachings concerning a certain cosmic ray, a violet ray that may help man to eliminate and neutralize his or her negative karmic effects and record of their causes in a simple way by utilizing visualizations, invocations, and decrees. Though certain forms of prayers may have an effect of canceling karma to some degree, the violet ray is considered to be one of the most effective means of doing so. This dispensation is the law of grace at work. Certain prayers to be found in Islam and Tibetan Buddhism invokes this violet ray effectively. It is also possible to request more of our past karma to be released to us. This is usually done because the person requesting it wishes to quickly evolve and to compensate and undergo that karma that is still unmanifested and holding it back. This request may be granted, and this is also, in effect, the result of the law of grace. Those who tread the spiritual path often invoke in a natural manner more of the oncoming karma into their lives. And this occurs under the guidance of their true spiritual master, working in conjunction with the lords of karma. As a result, when one studies and practices mysticism, occultism, and metaphysics, they often wonder why their life circumstances, instead of improving, seems to be getting worse. End of law definition. So let us look at the story of Goddess Pele in brief. Pele is the Hawaiian goddess of volcanoes and fire. She is a true earth goddess, in that she is deeply involved with earthly forces and creation itself. In ancient Hawaiian chants, she is known as She Who Shapes the Sacred Land. Legend states that Pele was born to the creator of the sky, earth, and upper heavens, Ken Miholai. An ancient earth goddess, Haumea. As a child in the mythical land of Kwathilin, Pele was full of passions. She kept close to her mother's fireplace with her uncle, their fire keeper, Lono Makau. Lono Makau taught Pele the wise use of fire's sacred power. Her older sister, Na Maka o Kahi, a sea goddess, began to fear that Pele's ambition would destroy their magical kingdom, and therefore banished Pele to the physical world of earth. Sent away in a canoe with her younger sister, Hia Kai, the spirit of dance, and three brothers, Pele made her way to the big island of Hawaii, visiting each of the Hawaiian islands as she traveled. On her journey, Pele was accredited with forging many landmarks that are well known today. Pele was believed to have created a large fire pit in Kauai and Oahu, the crater at Honolulu that later became known as Diamond Head. This journey ultimately led to her final resting place in the center at the summit of Kileua volcano, which is known as Halemaumau Crater. Landing on a big island, Pele then used the Hawaiian divining rod, Paoa, in order to find her new home. Each time her great staff came down upon the earth, a caldera, a great fire pit, was created. Thus were formed a great chain of craters which marked the land many times, from the sea up to the mountainside, all the way to the mountaintop at Kileua on the southeast side of the big island. Atop her o'o, digging stick, named Paoa, is a carved image of her uncle, Lono Makua, who taught Pele the wise use of fire's sacred power. The goddess also carries with her an egg bearing her youngest sister, Hi Ai Kai Po Leo Pele, whose regenerative power restores life to the land. Pele's dwelling place is believed to be the fire pit called Haleakalā Crater. It is on the summit caldera of Kilauea, one of Earth's most active volcanoes, but her domain encompasses all volcanic activity on the Big Island of Hawaii. The volcano is a natural monument to the goddess. Pele's mother, Haumea, is a goddess of fertility and childbirth, known by many names and forms. So while Pele is of these parents, her talents and gifts come from the qualities and virtues of creator of the sky, earth, and upper heavens, Cain Miholai, and an ancient earth goddess, Haumea. There are stories of her that span across Polynesia. Stories of Haumea are found throughout the Kumu Lipo, the creation myth of the Hawaiian people. In her human form as Papa, Haumea lived on Oahu as the wife of Wakea. Their union gave birth to many Hawaiian deities. In her spirit body as Haumea, she returned to the divine land of the gods of Nu'umilani. There are many Mo'olelo that tell of Haumea's ability to transform into a tree, a young woman, an old woman, and back to her ethereal body. In her many forms, she taught women about fertility and childbirth. The Hiau of Kaii in Kalihi Valley on Oahu is known as a place of her transformation. It was built to worship her. But Pele's journeys were not easy, both before and after she was banished from her native home of Tahiti. These experiences gave her great grief and provided much toward her accumulative angers, which she was not backward in coming forward to cast out upon anyone who stood against her or her desires. The origins of Pele. As already stated, Pele was the daughter of Haumea, an ancient goddess who was herself considered to be a descendant of the ancient earth goddess Papa and the supreme sky father. Legends claim Pele was one of six daughters and seven sons born to Haumea and was born and lived in Tahiti before she was forced to flee her homeland. The reason for this varies according to the myth. Regardless, Pele was either banished by her father for her volatility and temper or fled for her life after seducing the husband of her sister, Namaka, the sea goddess. Pele traveled from Tahiti to Hawaii by canoe, being chased by his sister Namaka, who wished to put an end to Pele's fires that she used regularly for her own agendas, as well as her own personal constructive desires. As she moved from one island to another, it is said that Pele tried to draw lava from the ground and light fires throughout the journey. She traveled through Kauai, where there is an old hill called Puka Pele, meaning Pele's Hill, and Oahu's Molokai and Maui, before coming to Hawaii. Finally, Namaka caught up with Pele in Hawaii, and the sisters battled to death. Namaka emerged triumphant, putting out the fires of Pele's wrath. After this, Pele became a spirit and went to live in the Kilauea volcano. The worship of Madame Pele, the Hawaiian goddess Pele, is still revered by the people of Hawaii and is often referred to respectfully as Madame Pele or Tutu Pele, which means grandmother. Another name that she is known by is Ka Wahine Ai Honua, meaning earth-eating woman. In Hawaiian religion, the volcano goddess has become a symbol of power and resilience. Pele is synonymous with the island itself and stands for the fiery and passionate nature of the Hawaiian people. As a creator of Hawaii, her fires and lava rock are not only a symbol of destruction, but equally a symbol of rejuvenation and the cyclical nature of life and death. From an iconography standpoint, legends claim that Pele is often portrayed as a wanderer, and sightings of the familiar and popular goddess have been reported throughout the island chain for hundreds of years. But especially near volcanic craters and near her home in Kilauea, one of the most active volcanoes in the world. In these sightings or visions, she appears as either a very tall, beautiful woman or an unattractive and frail elderly woman, usually accompanied by a white dog. Those well-versed in the legend say that Pele takes this form of an elderly beggar woman to test people, asking them if they have food or drink to share. Those who are generous and share with her are rewarded, while anyone who is greedy or unkind are punished, with their homes or other valuables destroyed. She always wears a white mumu dress, a woman's loose dress, especially one traditionally worn in Hawaii in these forms. However, in most paintings or other such depictions, Pele is shown as a woman made or surrounded by red flames. Over the years, people from around the world have claimed that Pele's face has appeared in photos of the lava lake or lava flows from the volcano. There are several myths about this fire goddess, apart from the tales of her journey to Hawaii and her battle with her sister Namaka. Pele and Poliahu. One of the most well-known Pele myths is about her altercation with the snow goddess of Poliahu. She and her sisters, Lili No, the goddess of fine rain, and Weahu, the goddess of Lake Weahu, all reside on Mauna Kea. Poliahu decided to come down from Mauna Kea to attend the sled races on the grassy hills of Hamakua. Pele, disguised as a beautiful stranger, was also present and was greeted by Poliahu. However, jealous of Poliahu, Pele opened the underground caverns of Mauna Kea and threw fire from them towards her rival, leading to the snow goddess fleeing to the summit of the mountain. Poliahu finally managed to put out the fire by throwing her snow mantle over them. The fires cooled down, earthquake shook the island, and the lava was driven back. The volcano goddess and snow goddess clashed several times, but Pele ultimately lost. Thus, Pele is more revered in the southern parts of the island, while the snow goddess is more revered in the north. Pele, Hiaka, and Lohiauhu. Hawaiian mythology also tells a tragic tale of Pele and Lohiauhu, a mortal man and a chief of Kauai. The two met and fell in love, but Pele had to return to Hawaii. Eventually, she sent her sister, Hiaka, the favorite of Pele's siblings, to bring Lohiauhu to her within 40 days. The only condition was that Hiaka must not hug him or touch him. Hiaka reached Kauai only to find that Lohiauhu had died. Hiaka was able to catch his spirit and revive him, but in her excitement, she hugged and kissed Lohiauhu. Angered, Pele covered Lohiauhu with lava flow. Lohiauhu was, however, soon brought back to life again. He and Hiaka fell in love and began a life together. Pele in modern times. In modern Hawaii, Pele is still very much a part of the living culture. It is considered extremely disrespectful to remove or take home lava rocks from the island. Indeed, tourists are warned that this could cause them bad luck, and there have been many instances where tourists from all over the globe have sent back the rocks that they have stolen, believing that it is Pele's wrath that has brought bad luck into their homes and lives. It is also disrespectful to eat the berries that grow along the sides of the crater where Pele lives without paying respect to her and asking for permission. Folklore states that Pele at times appears to the people of Hawaii in disguise, warning them of upcoming volcanic eruptions. There are urban legends of an old woman in Kilauea National Park whom drivers have picked up only to look at the back of their seat through the mirror and find it empty. Pele's significance in Hawaiian geology. A very interesting folktale lists the progression of the volcano goddess as she fled to Hawaii. This corresponds exactly with the age of the volcanoes in those areas and the progression of geological formation in those particular islands. This interesting fact can be attributed to how well the Hawaiians understand volcanic eruptions and lava flows and how they incorporated this into their stories. Even geologists like Herb Kane say of Pele that she will loom large in the minds of the people of Hawaii as long as there are earthquakes and volcanic activity to associate her with. I am going to now enclose this expose and continue on with this thread again in a new part 10. Perhaps you can see where all this is going with anger and forgiveness, Pele, and the connections to the Hawaiian people. Take the path of least resistance. No longer seek further that which is seen. Rather, seek only now that which is unseen. May you pass every test. Peter. Benediction. We give praise and thanks that you art the governing, healing, acting presence, and intelligent love ruling all in our lives. Beloved mighty presence, whom we in great joy have welcomed into our hearts and lives, we thank you for your great wondrous radiance and light, your mighty wisdom and conquering power, and we trust that you will decree divine justice now and for all time to ourselves and mankind. We give thanks and adoration for your gift and knowledge of our forward movements in this time and space, and that our understandings which are embedded within shall create all that is needed in all kingdoms and worlds.